Hi, this is Brenda.
Good morning, Brenda. It's Katie.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
It's early.
The boys have been sick since we brought the baby home on Saturday. They've had 102 fever.
Oh, no.
So I think last night was the first night they slept more than 2 hours in increments all at the same time.
Oh, dear. It's been crazy house this week then, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's not the baby. It's the older boy.
Is the baby sleeping all night?
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, seriously? Yeah, the baby sleeps. Mary Beth has to wake the baby up to eat.
I think I'd let him let her sleep.
Right?
Yeah, I think I'd let her sleep.
Right. What is wrong with this picture? I know. But when you're bleeding, you really can't because you're in pain until she wakes up.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot all about that.
Right? Oh, my gosh. I did, too. And I only tried with Mary Beth and couldn't, so that was easy enough. That was the first try, and that was it.
Yeah.
So, I know. Pretty funny, but yeah. Yeah, so it's been a pretty crazy week here, to say the least. But it's been fun.
It'll calm down.
It will. And they're getting better. I mean, last night was the first night they both slept, you know, at the same time. And because they were, like, alternating. Like, Aiden would be up. Aiden's the baby. And they both have horrible coughs, and that's what wakes them up because they're choking and they don't know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So Aiden would wake up coughing. I'd get him back to sleep. And as soon as I get him back to sleep, AJ would be crying because he couldn't breathe. Like,
oh, no.
Come on, guys. Let's do this together. Let's at least be up together.
So they haven't felt like even enjoying having a little sister, have they?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, they have. It's pretty funny. I mean, but they can't get close to her because if she catches it, it's going to be horrible.
Yeah.
So they haven't really been able to enjoy her other than every time AJ sees her, he just goes, aww.
He's going to be all over her, isn't he?
Oh, big time. He is so funny. Just, oh, it's so funny. So, yeah, he is totally, she's already got him wrapped right where she wants him, and she doesn't even know it yet.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I know. And then Aiden finally got the word baby, and she bought him a little a stuffed baby doll. So when Mary Beth's breastfeeding Addison, we tell Aiden, go get your baby, go get your baby. Because she wants in her lap, you know. So that has worked out like a charm, like miracle worker. Yeah, thank goodness.
So he has something to speak with. Yes,
yeah, exactly.
Hi, this is Nancy Corngrata.
Good morning, Nancy. It's Katie.
Hi, Katie. How you doing this morning? Oops, someone else is
hey,
here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are y'all doing?
Good.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, is it on time? Am I 6 o'clock? You're 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
I think my grandfather clock just told me it was. So I believe it is. Well, I want to start off just by getting the roll to see who's with us today. So, how do you want to do this, Katie? Just have them just say one at a time their name.
Yeah. Well, I know the order they came in. So
great.
The order
okay.
Came in on the call.
Huh?
The order they came in on the call.
Okay, who are
they? This is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Nancy.
Nancy. Anybody else?
It's Rachel.
Rachel, okay.
I did get a text from Melissa today. She's not going to be able to attend, so she did text me and let me know that.
Okay. So we have three right now, besides Katie and me. Okay.
Did I hear Denise? Have I heard Denise?
I didn't. You didn't tell me, Denise.
Okay, I was just checking. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Well, we never know. If we hear another ding, we'll know it's probably Denise, right? Okay. Did y'all love this chapter we were going through this week? Okay. I do well with responses if you don't talk over each other. Okay. I'm loving it. I've got my disc going, and I've got my book with my disc, and it's just great, and I'm hoping y'all are getting as much out of it as I am, because, you know, we think so much that we know ourselves, don't we? We all think we know ourselves because we fool ourselves on a lot of times. So to grow, we have to know ourselves and be truthful with ourselves. Your strengths you have to know, the weaknesses you have to know, and the things that you're really interested in, and the opportunities, see the opportunities that you have. I think Mary Kay is one of the greatest companies for the opportunities that we have, and help us get to know ourselves as well as others. I always tell people all the time that I used to think that everybody thought just like me. And Mary Kay helped me realize that I'm just one of those kinds of people. So I know y'all have been studying your chapter, so let's we got three people. Can I just call your name and have you tell us one of the kinds of people that you see in life? Remember, we're talking about people and knowing ourselves? Okay. Rachel, do you want to go first?
Hold on 1 second. Okay. I just went out of the room for a minute. I think the first one I was trying to think was the ones that don't really know ourselves, and we think we do, but really don't know who we are.
Okay. All right. And so they're confused, right?
Yes, they're confused. They don't know what to do. They think they have themselves, and they really don't really know anything about themselves. They're very confused.
That's right. Okay, and Nancy, can you talk a minute?
Sure. Yeah, I'll have to mute in a few minutes, but I'm on. excuse me. I read it like a week ago, but I think the second one was somebody who does have a grasp on who they are, but they never do anything about it.
There are a lot of those, aren't there?
Yeah, I know.
And that is very frustrating, because they think they are, that they know or think they know, but when they don't do anything about it, they can't see further down the road, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Okay. It is true. I know we all know people that fit in these three categories. And Brenda, how about you?
Well, I think I'm mostly the confused one, the one who really doesn't know, but I have done a lot of reflection and trying to be a little more in tune with what I really like and stuff like that. So I'm moving into the second one, but I still am, you know.
Do you want that frustration?
Do I want the frustration?
Do you want the frustration of moving into the second one, knowing what you are but don't do anything about it?
Well,
just go straight to fulfilled. It's easier.
Go straight to fulfilled. It's easier.
Yeah,
people who know what
they'd
like to do and just do it.
That's right.
Yeah, it's getting started, taking the action, and I'm sure you'll get into it later, but in the book it was talking about, you know, being intentional about your growth.
Denise,
you're
sorry.
Okay. We're going down to three kinds of people, Denise.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So, and the third one, of course, is what we all want to be. So we want to find out what we would like to do, what we really would like to do. We're not doing it just for the money. We're not doing it because we have to feed the kids. We're doing it because we enjoy it. And we can do that through learning how to about ourselves and then learning what we need to do, what the plan is. So the key is to find out what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, and then go on from there, what your interests are, because you've got to be interested in what you like. I tell people all the time, you know, people cannot sell Mary Kay if they don't like the product. Am I right? Right. And also, you're not going to be successful if you don't like what you're doing in anything, in any career. You've got to find something that you really like. And I know we all go through those spells where we have to have a job, but we don't have to stay there. right? So I think most people actually know what they want in life at a young age. Isn't it funny how a five-year-old will say, I want to be a fireman, and things like that, but they have a desire, but they develop as they move along in life. Okay. So what do you really, let's see, do you like what you really are doing now? You've got to know that for starters. Do you like what you're doing now? Every one of you, I believe, has got a job, right? Do you get up in the morning and you're so excited because you have another day? Or do you hate to get up in the morning? Not because you're tired, but you are tired because you dread having to do what you got to do.
Okay.
So we need to examine ourselves. Know where we are. Know if we don't like it, that we're going to find ourselves and then find what we want to be doing. Okay. So you're going to make a list of all the things that you need to be doing to get to know yourself better, okay? You got to know what you would like to do. You got to have a strong sense of your abilities to do that. Or if you don't have the abilities, then you maybe want to learn how to do it. You may want to be a hairdresser. Well, I don't suggest you just start cutting hair. I suggest you learn how to give a good haircut before you go out in the field and try to do it, right? But in Mary Kay, the great part about it is, I hate to keep throwing you back into Mary Kay, but this is my life. The great part about it is when you start, all you know is what you're doing for yourself, what you're doing in Mary Kay. You don't know about the other aspects of the business. You know about the product. And as you grow in the business, and learning more about how to do what you're doing, give people the right color of foundations and maybe a new look and things like that. You're going to learn all of those things along the way. So you're not going to learn them if you aren't getting out and practicing. So that's what you want to do when you find out what you want to do. And then you learn how to share the opportunity with people. And some people never take that step, and they lose the that they lose the opportunity to be able to learn what it feels like when you share the opportunity with somebody and they are so thankful to you because you gave them a new life that they thoroughly enjoy. You know, 35 years in this business will tell you that you like it or don't like it, right? And why would I be doing this right now if I never liked my career in Mary Kay? Would you agree? So, you will never fulfill your destiny doing what you despise. And passion gives you the advantage over others. So because one person with passion is greater than 99 who have no interest. And passion gives you energy. You know, I still get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. No matter what time I went to bed. Why? Because I had 30 years in Mary Kay looking forward to that day, looking forward to the people that I'd met, and looking forward to the people that I was working with. So remember, getting to know yourself is not critical. It's not negative. It's helping you learn how you can go further, how you can enjoy doing what you're doing. Okay. So, can you do what you would like to do? Can you do it? You going to learn how to cut hair? That's what you want to do? No. Yes, you have to learn what you're doing. So you have to learn along the way, and you have to try. For example, I hear people tell me, I'm sorry I'm giving you all Mary Kay examples, but I people tell me all the time, well, I just don't know how to recruit. I just don't know. You will never know until you start doing it. So you start listening, so you let Katie do an interview for you or several interviews for you, and you're taking notes, not for you to be recruited, but for you to learn how to share the opportunity with other people. So if you can't do that now, you've got to get more practice in and listen more. So that's where how you're going to get to love, the opportunity to share the opportunity. Okay, let's see. Do you know why you want to do what you would like to do? That's the question, isn't it? Why? You've got to know why you would like to do what you've got to know why you want to do what you want to do. Okay? So, once you learn.
Can I add something real quick, Mom?
Yeah, yeah.
That always gives me this example, and I love it. And he calls it the burning platform. What is your burning platform? And I know the girls in Atlanta have heard me say this, and Nancy, you probably have too. What's the burning platform for why you're in this business? Because a burning platform where it's burning out from underneath you, you'll do everything it takes to complete the job, to use the platform, and go on to the next. What is that for you? What is so burning in your life, in your Mary Kay business, that you can't help but share it? You know, just like a lot of people are with their faith walk. They can't help but share it. So what is that in Mary Kay? What piece of Mary Kay is that for you? What is your burning platform? So I just wanted to share that because I will be using that term a lot because I love the term and it speaks volumes for what we're talking about here.
Exactly, exactly. And so, great. Thank you very much for sharing that.
You're welcome. No problem.
I'm sorry. I thought you said something. Okay.
I said no problem. Sorry.
Okay. And do you know what to do so that you can do what you want to do? Like we talked about this already. I know that you do not know how to become a national sales director. And some of you do not know what it takes to become a director. So once you get your skills built in the consultant level, you must go on and learn what it is you need to know how to do to take the next step. Okay? So what you're doing now, what you want to do is a progress. And it begins with awareness. You have to be aware. You have to start by becoming aware of the choices that lead your way from your desired destination. Because very conscious of every choice you make today, so you will begin to make smart choices. Smart choices, okay? Then we start moving forward. We have to take the action. You can't win if you don't begin. So that's like the number three person, right? She's learned what she needs to do, and then she goes and does it. So we've got to begin doing that. You have to take the initiative to every day do something specific that will take you one step closer to your goal. Whatever your goal is, and we've talked about the goals, you've got to take one step closer. If it's a STAR consultant, you've got to talk to somebody about the product. If it's to be a director, you've got to talk to somebody about the opportunity. Okay? So we've got to take the action, the specific steps that we need to be taken to do what we want to do. And then you've got to track everything. You've got to write it all down. John Maxwell says he has a daily journal of activities, what he needs to do and what he did, a daily accountability. So the first thing that prompts us is to follow through, like accountability. The process of accountability forces you to be conscious of your decisions. And it's attraction. Who you are is who you attract. That is so very, very important. Birds of a feather flock together. Remember John Maxwell said that in the tape? And that is so true. You can look at a unit, and you will see the majority of people that the director, for example, has recruited are just like her. The majority of people in my unit were just more like me, especially the ones I recruited. Because it's a magnetism from me to that person or from that person to me to be more like me, like I said earlier. But other people that share the opportunity may have another magnetism also that they bring in other people. So that's how you end up with a variety in the unit, okay? But we attract people to us. And that's a leadership skill, is the attraction to people that want to move ahead, okay? So do you know people who do what they'd like to do? You do. You know me and you know Katie. Okay? Your greatest growth has always come as a result of finding people ahead of you who are able to show you the way forward, to show you by example. It's so easy to tell. Tell people what to do. Tell people how to do it. But the examples that you associate with will hold you right where they are because of the association. And I tell you that, I mean, that is so, so very important. So discover what you want.
My mother had famous words when I was growing up, and it was, your accent speaks so loudly, I cannot hear what you're saying.
That's right.
And I probably heard that every day of my life, and I can probably say that I repeat it to most people I talk to a good amount of the time.
And
so,
that's true. Yeah.
It is very true. So your actions are speaking. Think of as a parent, when you attack your children or discipline your children in one way, but then you would go do the exact same thing you told them not to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's action. And they would say, well, Mama, you're doing it. You know, and so just like, you know, saying words you shouldn't be saying, they're like, well, you're doing it, so why are you doing it? So again,
mm-hmm.
What are your actions saying about what you really want out of life?
That's right. So when you want to, I can't even think of what I'm trying to say. Anyway, okay. We're going to learn from this and from the people that we're associated with. So get committed. Pay people for their time if necessary, but get committed. You need to be consistent. Meet purposeful every month with someone that can teach you. Now, I always tell people all the time, I don't care who you learn from, as long as you're learning the right stuff, because there are a lot of good directors in our business, and there are a lot of good people that you want to be like. So that's great. You know, listen to their tapes. Go to their classes at seminar. But be consistent. Okay, be creative. Start with the books that we're doing like now, and if you can't meet with them, you know, associate with them on phone calls and things like that. Be purposeful. Spend 2 hours in preparing for every hour of interaction, for everything that you need to do. If you're doing a class and you haven't done a class like that before, then figure out what you're going to do. Don't go over there stumbling over everything saying, well, I really don't know what I'm doing, but we're going to get through this one way or the other. That's not true. You're not going to get through it successfully until you look at what you need to be doing and figure it and spend those 2 hours. Be reflective. Spend 2 hours in reflection for every hour of interaction. Reflection. Looking back. Looking back, looking forward. And then be grateful. These people are gifts to your personal growth, so be sure to let them know how grateful you are to them. Now, always remember that you can't get to where you want to go on your own. You need to help, the help of others to guide you along the way. Okay, and next is, should you do what you'd like to do with them? If you find a potential mentor, know that the following are your responsibility. Possess a teachable spirit. Now, I've had people come and to learn things from me, and they think they know more than I do. So that's not going to help them, right? They have to be willing to be teachable. Then they can, I mean, add it together or take the things that are important to them that will work good for them. Always be prepared for the time that you get from your mentor. Set the agenda by asking great questions. Demonstrate how you've learned from your time together. Demonstrate, show them that you are learning. Be accountable for what you've learned. And the responsibility of a mentor is the strengths. These are the things, the values that she's going to be teaching you. The strengths, the temperament, the tracking record, the passion, the choices, the advice, support, resources and people, game plans, feedback, and encouragement. That's what your mentor will do for you. Okay? And it'll benefit both you and the mentor. So don't feel guilty for asking her help. And next, will you pay the price to do what you want to do? When it comes to barriers to success, we are usually our own worst enemy. And Katie, I thought, oh, we need the song Dream Big, because that is so true. We need to be dreaming big. Take the steps necessary to live your dreams and do what you want to do, and that will cost you. You will have to work hard. You will have to make sacrifices, and you'll have to keep learning and growing and changing. Are you willing to pay that price? I hope you are, but most people aren't. I have tapes from everybody that I admire and been my mentor. I'll get this straight in a minute. And I read the books, and I'm always trying to get more information that's going to help me grow, but from the people that I admire. You know, you just stick with the ones that you get out of what you need. Get the information, okay? So what would you like to do? Do you know?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I said yes.
Okay. Okay, so when can you start doing what you'd like to do? Some people say, oh, yes, I know what I want to do, and the most important thing is I hope it's someday soon. That is, someday is not a day of the week. And that's another poster I have had, Katie, forever.
Yes, it is.
Someday is not a day of the week. So why not now? But if you wait until you're ready or until you think you're ready, then maybe you never will do it. So nobody ever gets ready by waiting. They only get ready by starting. So what will it be like when you get to do what you'd like to do? It'll be better than you ever imagined. You started investing in your own personal growth. You didn't anticipate a compounding return. But for me personally, I built a team and had great returns on it and great joy. Nothing else compares to doing what you were created to do. The day you were born and the day you discovered why, the day you were born is the day you discovered why. So I want to encourage you to seek what you were put on this earth to do. Then pursue it with all your effort. Okay, now I've got some questions for you. And so you have a plan of action to follow when you're doing. Number one, there's seven things. What would you like to do? You're going to have to answer this question. What would you like to do? Second, what talents, skills, and opportunities do you possess that support your desire to do this? If you want to be an artist, first of all, you got to buy the paint. And the, I forgot the thing anyway. And get the skills, the tools. Third,
What are your motives for wanting to do it? Why? What's your why? Fourth, what step must you take beginning today to start doing what you want to do? Awareness, action, and accountability. Number five, whose advice can you get to help you along the way? Number six, what price are you willing to pay? What will it cost you in time, resources, and sacrifices? I tell people all the time I gave up football when I started Mary Kay. Not that I played, but I watched it. And it seemed that I had to, most of my classes were booked when football was going on. So I gave it up. And also I gave up the game of bridge that I love to play. Now that I'm retired, I go back to both. So what will you be willing to give up? And number seven is, what do you most need to grow? Where do you most need to grow? You must focus on your strength, overcome any weaknesses that would keep you from reaching your goals. Now, that is the last page of chapter two, in case you want those questions already written down. Okay? But you need to be answering all the questions as you get to them in the book. That's going to keep you stepping to the next level, stepping to the next level. But you got to know those answers before you can really see the next level. So I encourage you to take your book. The questions are not in the tape, are they, Katie? I don't remember them.
No, they are not.
Okay. So if you don't, you know, rent a borrow a book and just go through and do the questions at the end of every chapter, or if you like, just fill a sheet of them, Katie. Copy it.
Yes, I will. I'll type them up, yes.
Huh? What?
I'll type them up. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I hope y'all are enjoying this book. I'm loving it. I'm eating it up and using it every day. Using it every day. The only way you can, Mary Kay said, the only way you can retain anything is to do it seven times. And we're going through the book a chapter at a time, so you need to do it every day of the week so you'll retain that information in that chapter, right? You're going to be needing to know how to help other people, too, if you're climbing the career path in Mary Kay. And I know every one of you will be good because you're here getting the information that you need to grow. And I am so proud of you, and I know you're doing a great job, and I'm going to look forward to seeing y'all climb that career path. Okay, Katie, did you have anything you wanted to say?
I do. Actually, I want to close with something that it's funny you said, oh, I wish we had this. So I'm going to email out the seven questions that Mom gave, and I'm also going to email out the lyrics to the song Dream Big. And that's why I love this chapter so much, because that has been my motivation song for a very long time in my life. And it's Pam Shaw's national sales area song. And if you listen to the words and just really think about what it's saying, it's so impactful that I can't imagine. You know, I love Mandisa's Good Morning song, but this is one that got me moving no matter where, when, or how. And when I picked up the first car for LOL in Malibu, I had a CD, and that was the first song I played in the car because it is just such a song that has impacted me. So it's just really a quick 30-second increment of the song. I do have the song. I will send it as a WAV file because I do have it. I've purchased it many, many times and downloaded it many, many times, so I will send it. And again, it's super powerful, and it's by the Martins is who it's by. So in case you want to look it up, it's called Dream Big by the Martins, and this is a quick 30 seconds. So I just want you to, if you're driving, don't do this. But if you're not driving, just close your eyes and listen to the words for the quick 30 seconds. The song's longer than this, but this is the clip that I have. So just close your eyes and listen, because I want you to hear what God has intended for you to hear out of this song. So here we go.
So don't limit your ambition to what's commonly defined. God has a special heart for those who walk outside the line. Don't be afraid to spread your wings and fly. It doesn't hurt to try. If you're gonna dream big. If the Lord's designed for you to dream big in everything you say and do.
Great.
But as you can see,
right,
it is so impactful. It's what God has in store for you, to dream big and do everything that God has intended you to do. And a part of the song is heaven's intentions is good for you. So it's saying those that have gone before us are smiling down. The angels in heaven are smiling down upon us and what we're doing in this business. And I, without question of a doubt, know Mary Kay is, you know, first in that line. Just smiling down, saying, well done, my daughters.
Mm-hmm.
How true.
Yep, absolutely. So you guys have a great week. Just remember each step of the way, you know, who could we look to more than anybody to replicate would be Mary Kay herself. And the other thing I heard my entire career, not just from my mother, is if there's ever a question, what would Mary Kay do? I know we've had that in our faith walk, what would Jesus do, but what would Mary Kay do in business if there's certain situations that arise? So how would she get up each day? How would she work her business each day? And that really impacted me in getting up and getting moving. So I hope you guys take that to heart. And, again, I will be sending the whole song so you can hear it. And just, again, have a great week and enjoy the next chapter, which is chapter 3. So next Thursday we'll be talking about chapter 3. So from this point, you listen to chapter 3 every day and read it, review it, highlight it, and I just look forward to the next one because it just gets with each chapter. So anything?
Great. No, I'm just so proud of y'all. That's great, and I'd listen to Dream Big all the way to work if I was driving the car.
Yep, absolutely.
Put your eyes open.
Yeah, keep your eyes open. Don't close your eyes. All right, y'all have a great week. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
See you, bye.
Bye.